A gezeirah shavah is when two different psukim in two different places in the Torah use the same word or very similar words, and there is a tradition to learn particular laws from one of those psukim and apply them to the other pasuk because of that common word. This is certainly not done whenever there's a common word in two different psukim. There is a tradition to which gezeirah shavahs we have. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a gezeirah shavah from the pasuk talking about the Araminim, or lekachtem lochem, that you should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkot, midday Raisa, the Araminim, and elsewhere in the Torah, in Mitzrayim, when the Jews had to take a bundle of certain herbs, hyssop, for example, and put blood at the doors of their houses, there as well the Torah uses the word ulakachtem. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a gzeirah shavah, and we apply the fact that it was done in a bundle in Mitzrayim with the blood, we apply that point to the Arbaminim, and we learn from there that midoraisa lulav tzorich eged, meaning the lulav requires bundling up with the hadasim and the aravos. There is a requirement to tie the hadasim and the aravos together with the lulav and have those three together tied up. Now, because of that, the material which you use to tie them is considered an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of the Arbaminim. Now, the Torah says that you are to shake four species, four types of plants, and if somebody were to take, let's say, another vegetable, or another plant, or another fruit, and shake it together with Abraminim, he would violate the Aveira of Bal Tosif, of adding on to the Torah. Adding on to a particular mitzvah, the Torah said, shake four species, you're shaking five. Now, because the material which you use to tie the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos is considered a real part of the mitzvah, it's an obligation and a requirement as part of the mitzvah, if you were to use a different species, that would also be considered bal tosif. And because of that, the Mishnah tells us, ein oigdel es halulav ele b'minoy, one can only tie the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos with its own species. So for example, you would use a leaf of a lulav to tie them together. Just like what most people use nowadays, the holder of the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos is made of the leaves which come off the spine of a lulav. So that way it is not bal tosif, you are still only taking four minim, four species, the Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Meir argues on the whole gzeirah shavah, he did not have a tradition to learn the psukim in this way, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir, lulav ein tzorich eged, the lulav does not require as part of the obligation to tie the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos. It's true that it makes it look nicer, and it's perhaps a good thing to do, but it's not considered an intrinsic part of the mitzvah. And because of that, Rabbi Meir says, afilu b'mshicha, you could even use a string of another material, because it's not part of the actual mitzvah, and so you're not adding on to the mitzvah. The whole transgression of bal tosif is if you take the mitzvah and you perform it in a way where you're adding on to the mitzvah itself. Over here, you're not adding on to the mitzvah, you're merely tying them together, perhaps for practical reasons, perhaps to make it look nicer, to glorify the mitzvah, but it's not a part of the mitzvah, and therefore it is not considered bal tosif if it is made of a different material. And Rabbi Meir proves his point. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, "Maisas b'anshei Yerushalayim." There is a story which happened with the great men of Yerushalayim. Shoyu oigdin es lulvehen, that they would bundle up their lulavim together with the hadasim and the aravos begimonyei shel zahav, with golden strings, sort of golden chains even. So you see that they did it with a different material. Amulai. The Chacham said back to Rabbi Meir, that is not a proof. Because the truth is the opposite is true. Because b'minoy, with its own type, let's say with lulavim leaves, for example, hoyo oidinus umelemata, they would tie and bundle up the lulav with the hadasim and the aravos below the golden strings. So in order to fulfill the requirement of lulav tzorich eged, of bundling up the lulav together with the hadasim and the aravos, they did use its own type, so that it wouldn't be bal tosif. After they had done that, so of course the golden string was only an addition. It wasn't part of the actual mitzvah. It was only to beautify the mitzvah, and therefore they used gold, even though it was not part of the actual Araminim. It wasn't one of the Araminim, and that was not considered to be bal tosif.